There's rebellion in the wind.
A new world order. A new world order.
How can you have a house without a gun?
Guns aren't toys. They're for family protection, hunting dangerous or delicious animals, keeping the King of England out of your face.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. Is the problem.
Here's a hint for you geniuses out there.
For nothing if you don't have freedom.
It's all that cheese they eat. Seems like every other day somebody's rolling a 50-pound cheese wheel.
Put out all points bulletin. We'll set up roadblocks everywhere.
A new world order. A new world order.
Attention.
A new world order.
Attention.
The government is an emergency.
Repeat. An emergency.
I'm not going to stand for this. I'm going to call the newspapers, the TV stations, the gas stations, everybody.
Heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
Sit back down and shut your trap. It's time for
Dutch Jones.
Radio program.
And now for something completely different.
You're bright-eyed, bushy-tailed.
Wow, wow, wow. I am bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, even though it's dark and dreary and raining. I just had a really good day.
Yeah, I did.
It was one of those things that looked like it was going to be a disaster and ended up being good, and I'll tell you a little bit about that here in a couple minutes. This is, we are, the Dutch Jones Radio Experience.
What is the problem?
The problem is that there isn't radio out there that tells the truth, mixes it with gospel and a little bit of gunpowder, and that's what we do here, Dr. Phil. How did he get on the show?
Get over it.
I'm not going to get over it, Dr. Phil.
I'm a drunk pimp.
I always love it when celebrities check in. Today's what? Tuesday, the 28th of December, 2010. I just got used to doing 2010, and now it's going to be 2011. And the phrase for the day that I came up with on my Facebook page, and a few people are on the Facebook, you just look for Dutch Jones and tell me you listen to the show, and I'll add you. I'm trying to route out all the Nazis and stuff like that, so I've been going through. So we're down to about 650 friends now. I don't know how high it got, but I've been deleting a lot of people. Deleting a lot of ignorant atheists, not open-minded atheists. I got a guy on there. I can't remember his name. I think his name's P. Heck or P. T. Heck or something. A partial atheist, and I love discussing stuff with him because he's intelligent. But if you're just a belligerent atheist, and you're going to get deleted. But the phrase for the day on my comment was, the evil among us are bold because the righteous are meek. I found out today that Planned Parenthood, for Christmas, you could go in and buy a gift certificate to give as a stocking stuffer for abortions.
Yeah, that was disgusting.
You can abort a baby with a gift certificate now from Planned Parenthood. And the reason they get away with it is that the Christians among us are meek. Not you, me, or the people who listen to this show. But, you know, and somebody wrote, Dana Yannick wrote, how true, meek or weak? It's a little bit of both, isn't it? Because if you look meek up in the 1828 dictionary, it's actually a pretty good definition. We should get that out. Being meek is just slow to anger. Ooh, what's that do? Listen to that. What's that sound? Oh, that's for my phone. So the fact that I saw that, I couldn't believe that, and it just made me come up with that. The evil among us are bold because the righteous are meek. And, you know, of course, the only thing necessary for evil to succeed is for good men to do nothing. You know, that's an old quote by, I forgot the name now. I got to get in the chat room. Somebody's probably going, hey. But that's the thought of the day. Unless we act as Christians and patriots, we have no right to whine about what's going on. I'm not talking about voting.
You can't complain if you don't vote.
Yeah. No, if you don't prepare, if you don't vocalize what you're doing, if you don't proselytize the stupidity that's out there and the stupid people, if you don't get on your own internet radio show and scream every day, you have no right to. Warland says, abortion for scumunists. We don't know they're going to be a scumunist. I understand your point, Warland, but I say give me that baby and I'll raise it to be a militant, patriotic Christian.
Abort the ones that are already
here. But you should abort the parents that,
Abort the ones that are already here.
Abort the ones that are already here. Way late term abortions, like when they're 30.
Extreme late
term abortions for scumunists, Fabian socialists, and libtards. Oh, okay. The studio audience is getting sassy today. As soon as I mentioned Planned Parenthood, the two ladies got all furious in the back.
Oh, yeah.
How dare they? Well, let's see. I don't really have a whole lot to do in the news. I spent the day on the range today. I had another insomniac night and didn't get up till like 10 o'clock this morning. And spent the morning doing some stuff. There's some articles out there that I read, but It was good. But I had, it was funny, Navy Davey was going to come up and shoot on the range, but he had to work. And then out of the blue, I get this call from a loosely associated member of our church. They moved away, and they come once in a while, a teenage boy, and says, Hey, I was wondering if you'd be around today to show me and a friend how to shoot a pistol on the range. And I thought, okay, two people, maybe a dad coming along to watch. I show up, I get on the range today, and there's like nine people. Nine people. I knew two of them. And I'm like, so what's going on? What are you guys doing here? And I'm like, I was supposed to teach Billy how to shoot. And I'm like, oh, well, Billy called everybody, said we were going to shoot. And I was like, great. So these are kids from the community here, you know, that we've had either run-ins with or, you know, that kind of stuff, knowing them not to be the best kids, which I wasn't either. So it was funny. So I gave this little speech, and I wish I'd have recorded it, actually, because it was almost like my patent speech, because I was kind of hoping to convince them they didn't want to shoot. And I said, look, you guys ambushed me here today. This isn't what I expected. But since you came out here today, I was just going to show Billy and his friend how to shoot. Spend a few minutes doing it and then, you know, get back to what I'm doing. I go, but since you're here, because I talked to the people, and it was Billy who invited him, so it wasn't their fault. But I went over range safety rules, and then I asked this question, because these are all teenage boys, you know, with the hair and the piercings. And one, we didn't even know if it was a boy or a girl
until it spoke.
And even then, I still don't.
I think they were all
boys. I don't know. I think they were all boys. And young short guy, you know, I know he's not listening to the show, but it was a Pat. Stacy, you know, it could go either way, right, Stacy?
Yeah.
It's like a little Rastafarian dude. And so I said, okay. I went through it all, and I said, just so you know, I am armed. And I go, we have any emos here today, any cutters, any self, you know, loathing people that want to commit suicide? If you think about doing it today, you think you're going to get a gun today and do it, don't try it. I'll put a bullet in your head. Okay, let's see who this is. Hello, who do we have?
This is Bob from Georgia.
Hey, Bob, what's going on?
Well, I just got on the forum trying to on this right here, and I was trying to type up something and send, and for some reason it's not letting me do that.
Oh, because you're probably in as a guest. You have to register. You sign up. It doesn't cost anything. It's the way you broadcast does it. Isn't that right, Lou?
Yeah.
Yeah. If you register to be a guest and come up with a username, you know, it lets you sign in. But what was your comment since you called in? What was your comment, Bob?
Well, I'm just in it right now, but set up to where it automatically kicks, log me in as soon as I come up.
Huh. Okay. Did you have a general comment, or you just wanted to figure out how to get in there? What were you going to type in the chat room?
Well, I'm totally against socialists, a.k.a. Democrats.
Oh, yeah.
But I had tried to give Dutch a website, and it's called Toyota Nation.
Oh, okay. I know who you are. Yeah. I tried to look for that yesterday. I was going to do that today, actually. And did you get the exact website?
It's called Toyota Nation. I kept putting an S in it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll give it a try tonight, because I need to find some stuff on the computer problem I'm having. Okay. So you're Swanson, right? No? Okay, there's E. Swanson, Florida Dave, Warland. Yeah, you must be one of the guests in the chat room.
Well, let me see here. I'm going to have to try and log in again, but...
Are you on a wireless phone or a cordless phone?
No, here.
Wow, it's got a lot of noise in the line, but that's okay.
Well, this phone, I'd say it's about 20 years old.
Hey, it's still working. You're getting your money's worth out of it.
It's my parents, yeah.
There you go. Yeah, I think because you're a guest, it won't let you sign in, but you can... I don't know where it is, but there should be like up at the top of the page. Where in the window you're in, it should say like log in, sign up, register. Where would register be, Lou?
It didn't hit the forum. It just went into the store.
Well, that's weird. It's probably because you're on the DutchJones.info website, huh?
Right.
Okay, if you drag your cursor over the screen.
Hello, Bob.
Yeah, if you drag your cursor over the screen, you'll see a thing that says Visit Channel in the upper right-hand corner above where it says Live. If you click on that...
Back up.
Yeah. And if you can click on that, then you can sign up and get your name in there, and you'll be able to chat with the other folks. Does that make sense? He's got his radio on in the background. I can hear myself.
Let me see. When it comes to computers, I'm good about...
Sure. Well, you can do that, or you can go to ubroadcast.com, the letter U, broadcast.com.
The Dutch Jones radio program.
Yeah. Yeah, you're on our regular site. And then in the player where you're listening to it, you'll see a big black box. If you drag your cursor over above where it says live, it says visit channel. And if you click on that, you'll be able to register, and you can type in there.
Here we go. Let me see. Okay. You broadcast is...
Hey, Lewis. Come over here and get on the phone here. Walk them through it. Come over here, pick up this phone.
Yeah, that's why I usually have to do. I have to rely on my phone.
Okay, hang on a second here. Lou's going to try and talk you through it. Just keep your voice down over there, and that way we can do that. We're always more than willing to help somebody get through the air. It's just this phone was going up and down. It was making a big clicking noise in my headphones. But, yeah, we'd love to have Bob jump into the chat room there. But, yeah, easier to go to the U Broadcast website, ubroadcast.com. Register, then look for me on – go to the live section, and you'll see us there. I'll have all of us there. So, but I was saying these guys, I had these like 6-7 young boys, teenage boys, and I said, is anybody here a emo, a cutter, self-destructive, having, you know, thoughts of suicide, want to take some people with you, thought this would be a great chance, don't do it, I'll shoot you in the face, I am armed. And they kind of looked at me, and one guy raises his hand, he goes, I'm not an emo. And I'm like, whatever. Whatever you are, just, you know, don't do it. And I said, and don't think because I've allowed you on the shooting range, you can come back and you can come here whenever you want. I go, I catch you on this property, you're going to be on the ground, and if you're lucky, you'll get arrested. So they're like, and then after that, they kind of loosened up once they realized, you know, I wasn't to be, you know, I don't suffer fools. Well, they did fine. They handled the weapons fine. They and nobody. I did. They did better than some of the people from our church do. They didn't sweep me. They didn't shoot the wrong targets when I told them to. So it was pretty good. And then I thought, well, maybe this will turn into some kind of ministry, and maybe some of their parents will come back or something. And I don't know. But got to shoot. You know, got to play with other people's weapons and shoot and stuff like that. So that was really good. The other thing I wanted to talk about, it's kind of interesting. I don't know if he's listening right now or not, because I forgot to post that I was on there. let me do this real quick. Take care of some business. I was doing stuff. Let's see. What's this one? Let's see. I got to let the people on Facebook know we're up. It's like if I don't remind them, they don't listen. If I don't post the little link to you broadcast, I don't know. It's taking forever. But I ran into the pastor that baptized me several years ago, like 15 years ago. I don't know if I talked to you about this on the radio yesterday. And I haven't seen him in 10 years, and maybe 7 years. And it's funny because I was throwing stuff at him that I've learned since I've come to the Church of Cahuilla over the past 4 years. And it seems that we've both taken different paths but came to the same conclusions. And it's just an interesting experience to see how there are other enlightened people out there, and some people can get enlightened all on their own. I had, you know, I'm a big buckethead. I had to come to the church at Cahuilla where they were teaching good stuff, and this guy who was a pastor is coming to the same conclusions that I came to. It was funny because, you know, he asked where I was, and I said, well, I'm a partial preterist. And he didn't know what that was, so he had to look it up. And he goes, guess what? I am too. So that was kind of neat. To find out, so we're going to try and get this guy. I'm not going to give his name out over the air in case he's working somewhere or something. And, you know, the Southern Poverty Law Center wants to debase him. Ooh, we got a pastor who listens to the Dutch Jones show now. But you never know when people from your past that you haven't seen for a while, you're going to end up paralleling them, you know, and go, hey, how'd you come to this conclusion? It's always neat to hear the stories. Okay, I've got to go Control-V. And here we go. Yesterday's show was not recorded because you broadcast messed up, but we used the archive and posted it everywhere, and people were listening to the archive, so that was a good thing. But they said that we didn't have 2 gigs of storage space available, which we do, and I sent them a nasty email and haven't heard back from them yet, but it's working today, so Lou's able to record it. Is everything okay there, Lou? Yeah, I know. It's hard to hear him because the phone. So you can turn it up. I think it's all the way up. Yeah, it's all the way up. See if you can get them on the air. We're working on it now. Monday, the 3rd of January, we will definitely have Lane Lawless on. Lane Lawless will be on the entire 2 hours on Monday, the 3rd of January, 2011, where she's going to explain to us the entire case of Shauna Ford. And then any day now, when she gets permission from the Screws, we're going to get about a 15-minute, maybe 30-minute if we're lucky, interview with Shauna Ford from the jail cell. They're going to get her a phone, and she's going to call me. And if it's not during the show, which I doubt it will be because she's in Arizona time zone, they probably don't let them have the phone after a certain hour. During the day, I will just record the jailhouse interview with her over the phone, and then we will play it back for you. With Shauna, I don't know what she's going to want to talk about, you know, because her case is coming up. But hopefully on the Monday, we'll do the live interview with Lane Lawless prior to it, so that you guys can have a background, so that maybe, you know, you can ask Lane the questions that you want to ask, because I don't think we're going to have the opportunity to ask Shauna Ford any questions. So that's going to be our next two, you know, guest appearances. Today, of course, we'll have Steve Klein, who will be on at 6 p.m. Pacific time for Code 20, and I don't know what he's going to talk about. I talked about him about a bunch of other stuff and forgot to ask him what the topic was. And, of course, Thursday we will have Practical Christianity. Did you get that taken care of, Lou?
You said we'll figure that out later. I couldn't hear anything.
Oh, it was too hard to figure out. I'm sorry, Bob, that we couldn't help you out there. Maybe we can do this sometime when we're not on the air and we can walk you through it. It'd be the easiest. Somebody just put the link in the chat room put the link. Actually, I can do that. I'll put the link in the chat room, Bob. Control-V. And I'm going to send it. You take this link, go to it, and when you get there, sign up. See that right there below my name? We're just rednecks from Michigan. Oh, boy. But we're going to, you know, if you know anyone that you think needs to be on here, you got a topic you want to talk about, we've got a core of people that suggest most of the topics here. And if I don't use them right away, they get filed back into my Rolodex. Yes, I still use a Rolodex in my brain. And we do what we can to, you know, try and bring the stuff out. Minuteman, is he in there today? Yeah, Minuteman's in there. He called while we were doing a little impromptu shooting class. And he reminded me that Bo Greitz had a real good code video. And I would have run off and watched it, but I was out on the range. It's drizzling rain up here, cold weather. It's good time for shooting. Right when we were shooting, about 7 or 8 deer walked right onto the shooting range, got right behind the targets, and just sat there taunting us. And, of course, all the kids wanted to shoot them and eat them and stuff. And at least the kids up here at least like deer meat. They're not city folk kids. They may want to be, but they're not. Yeah. And then so I said, give me the rifle. And they thought I was going to shoot it. And so what I did is I shot the steel target so it would make a noise, and it scared all but two of them off. And then one more reliant one, she was grazing, and I shot about 2 inches in front of her face, and she didn't flinch. She didn't even care. So the deer up here are pretty domesticated, so they won't last long in a post-collapse economy. They're gonna just definitely not survive very long. The bucks still hide, but the deer and the turkey will go fast. Even the idiot sodomites down the road will figure out how to catch a turkey when they're hungry. You know, they may not process it right, but when they're hungry enough, they may do it. The vegetarians may do what they can do. Zombie movie update. We've got some really bad zombie movies for you to avoid. we did watch Zombie Punk Rock Apocalypse.
Punk Rock Holocaust.
Punk Rock Holocaust. If you like that kind of music, it's okay to watch, but if you don't like that kind of music, don't bother. But we watched 28 Days and 28 Weeks.
Yeah.
Right? 28 days later and 28 weeks later, still good movies to watch. The neat thing about the zombies in there is that they are not typical raised from the dead zombies. They're infectious zombies. It's a different kind of zombie, for those of you that are zombiephiles like I am. It was a laboratory of monkeys that got let go with a rage virus. So you can kill them by shooting them anywhere other than the head. So know your zombie enemy. Know if it's a bioweapon. Or if it's, you know, voodoo. If it's voodoo raised from the dead, you got to shoot them in the head. If they're raised from the dead, shoot them in the head. If it's a bioweapon, any shot will do. So just so you know, that's what we watched. And if you know any good zombie movies, maybe we should open a forum topic in the forum that you started on zombie movies so people can go out and look for them. I think that was it. I think those are the two that we watched that we finished.
We're gonna watch.
What are we going to watch now?
Butt Crack and Dead Snow, Nazi Zombie.
Nazi zombies?
Yeah.
We're going to watch a Nazi zombie one?
All right.
Is it ready to go tonight?
It should be.
Okay, we got to render them. Anything where Nazis or zombies that you get to shoot them, that's good for me. I like that. I think that would be cool, shooting zombie Nazis. And that's what I was doing today when I was training these kids. I kept saying crack zombies because I think a lot of them, their parents are all crackheads and stuff up here. And, you know, there's a lot of them up here. So I was saying, next time a crackhead breaks into your house, you know, this is what you got to do. So I was getting in some digs, you know, letting them know that. No, they stayed really quiet, didn't they, Lou?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think I scared Lou? Do you think I scared them?
Yeah.
And then it was funny. Lou kept standing behind him with his hands in front of him. And they go, is Lou going to shoot? I go, no. Well, what's he doing? I said, he's got my back in case anybody behind me does anything stupid. He can take him out. And they're like, oh, okay. I go, he's here to watch me to make sure nothing happens. So it's good. Man, look at everybody in here. This is a good day. Tuesdays. You guys got over your turkey obese depression, and now the room's filling up. Yesterday was not a whole lot of people. I don't know how many people are listening to the replays. I haven't looked. But it's nice to have the usual crowd come back. We got, guest, Olima, guest, Scotty, Minuteman, one of the Dutch Jones, E.S. Swanson, guest, Floor Dave, guest, Marlin. Let's see, I'm not going to call out the numbers, but guest 49373, thanks for coming. I thought the only way to destroy a voodoo zombie was to fill its mouth full of salt and sew it shut. Hey, that's a new one, too. Not a very tactical move, Orlin. I wouldn't have guessed that. That would be a good thing to do there. I wouldn't want to get that close. Huh?
Not good if you're fighting more than one.
Yeah, and a voodoo zombie, you can't be turned into a zombie by a voodoo zombie. You can be killed by one, but they can't turn you into one. It's the bio zombies and the raised from the dead chemical zombies that can turn you into
a
zombie.
The zombie cop, when he died, he came back.
Yeah, the zombie cop came back because that was a curse. See, this is all stuff you got to have in your head, man. You got to know this stuff when the zombies come.
He could do everything and still remembered everything.
Yeah, that was weird. He wasn't really a zombie. Yeah, it was just like he killed him and make him stay alive so he'd run. Isn't it weird? You know, there's a lot we can learn from zombie hunting. And I just want you guys to pursue that. It's a fun way to. I may come up with a zombie novel one day. Lou and I'll make zombie movies up here. We can use all those kids we had today, and the one we couldn't tell if it was a boy or a girl.
You don't even have to put makeup on.
Yeah, half of them would need makeup with all the piercings and infected piercings give you street cred. I found out.
What?
Yeah, an infected piercing in your face gives you street credibility. Yeah, I learned that. Isn't that funny?
Where? Where'd you learn that?
I learned that in that punk rock Holocaust yesterday. That's what they said. Today we're going to talk about bartering again. I forgot the name of it. McIlvaney Report. Thank you, Debbie. The McIlvaney Report. We distributed some stuff in church last Sunday on items for barter. Items for barter. And they added a few things that I don't normally add. You know, the stuff that we talk about. They were talking about imported whiskey. Imported whiskeys are a good thing to have on hand. Now, I've talked about that before because you can use them to make tinctures with. But they said imported whiskeys, and I don't know why. They just had the list, and I need to do some research. I plan on doing that today. I don't know why an imported whiskey would be better over a domestic whiskey. You know, what's the difference between Jack Daniels and an Irish, you know, thing? So that was good. And the other thing was cigarettes. Not to smoke. They're disgusting. They're terrible. But to trade. So that was one of the things they were recommending. Copper wire, you know, copper washers, all that kind of stuff, because people are going to need copper for things, was something that they added. I don't have my list in front of me. I thought I was going to memorize it, but Debbie's going to get me a list. But the items that I want you guys to think about, and if you want to call in, 559-561-8225. 559-561-8225.
559-561-7.
Oh, he messed it up.
225.
He messed it up. You were on a roll there, Lou. I wasn't going to say anything. Oh, Bob made it in. Welcome, Bob. Oh, and thank you, Debbie. Great. Okay. Let's see. He's also saying hoard nickels. Different nickels are worth different amounts because of the amount of nickel in them. And I found out something the other day. The word nickel comes from the nickel miners when they were in the mines in Europe. They were mining the product called nickel. It smelled like hell. And another a German word, slang word for Satan is nickel. So if you get pumpernickel, It means, believe this or not, the bread pumpernickel means like farting Satan, because it was a heavy wheat bread used by poor people. It wasn't like, I love it. But pumpernickel was like Satan's farting bread or something. So the nickel that you use in your hand, and I got that off the internet, so it's got to be true, right?
Yeah.
Let's see. Nickels, ask for them in change. Better yet, go to your local bank and buy a $100 brick. That's 2,000 nickels. 20 bricks purchased today have zero downside and investment risk. They could be your ready cash and may well be worth 50 times as much 3 years from now when you need to use them in barter. Now, a nickel's worth, the pre-2010 nickel you have in your pocket might be the best small denomination barter item. Unlike all other current American coins, a nickel today has over 6 cents worth of copper and nickel in it. And we're going to talk more about this when we come back. And it sounds like a laugh. I thought you were laughing. This is the Dutch Jones Radio Program. We're going to be back. We're going to be talking about nickels and why you should be saving them. We'll be right back. And you'll never see a one. But sometimes between the setting and the rising of the sun, you can hear a ghostly bugle as the men go marching by. You can hear them as the answer to that roll call in the sky. Colonel Travis, Davy Crockett, and 180 more. Captain Dickinson, Jim Bowie, present and accounted for. Back in 1836, Houston said to Travis, get some volunteers and go fortify the Alamo. Well, the men came from Texas and from old Tennessee, and they joined up with Travis just to fight for the right to be free. Indian scouts with squirrel guns, men with muzzle loaders, stood together heel and toe to defend the Alamo. You may ne'er see your loved ones, Travis told them that day. Those who won true can leave now, those who fight to the death let them stay. In the sand he drew a line with his army saber. Out of 185, not a soldier crossed the line. With his banners a-dancing in the dawn's golden light, Santa Anna came prancing on a horse that was black as the night. Sent an officer to tell Travis to surrender. Travis answered with a shell and a rousing rebel yell. Santa Anna turned scarlet, played to Pueblo, he roared. I will show them no quarter, everyone will be put to the sword. 185, holding back 5,000. 5 days, 6 days, 8 days, 10. Travis held and held again. Then he sent for replacements for his wounded and lame. But the troops that were coming never came, never came, never came. Twice he charged, then blew recall on the fatal third time. Santa Anna breached the wall, and he killed them one and all. Now the bugles are silent, and there's rust on each sword, and the small band of soldiers lie asleep in the arms of the Lord. Southern part of Texas, near the town of San Antonio, like a statue on his fiddle rides a cowboy all alone. And he sees the cattle grazing where a century before Santa Anna's guns were blazing and the cannons used to roar. And his eyes turn sort of misty and his heart begins to glow, and he takes his hat off slowly to the men of Alamo, to the 13 days of glory at the siege of Alamo. Thank you for listening to the Dutch Jones Radio Program. And if you get nothing else from our show, there should be two things that you learn. One is, you need to work together with other like-minded people. And number two, you need the basic equipment to keep from becoming a refugee. So whether you're looking for a water filter, tactical gear, surplus gear, or just want to look into some new survival equipment, you need to check out djstore.tk. That's djstore.tk. We carry surplus, and we carry new lines from MilSpec and Voodoo Tactical. And if you don't see it on our website, please send us a message, and we'll find it for you. So if you're going to need the gear anyway, why not buy it from us? You'll get it for cheaper than you will from the source, and it'll help out the ministry here at the Dutch Jones Radio Program. So whether you're new or been in this for a while, check out djstore.tk. That's djstore.tk.
Gun.
Guns aren't toys. They're for family protection, hunting dangerous or delicious animals, keeping the King of England out of your face.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. Is the problem.
Here's a hint for you geniuses out there.
It's all for nothing if you don't have freedom.
It's all that cheese they eat. Seems like every other day somebody's rolling a 50-pound cheese wheel in.
Put out an all-point bulletin. We'll set up roadblocks everywhere.
A new world order. A new world order.
Attention.
A new
world order. Attention.
The government is the problem.
It's an emergency. Repeat. An emergency.
I'm not going to stand for this. I'm going to call the newspapers, the TV stations, the gas stations, everybody.
Heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
Sit back down and shut your trap. It's time for
Dutch Jones
Radio Program.
And now for something completely different.
And let me just be honest with you.
Okay. I thought there was going to be more. This is the Dutch Jones Radio Program. We're coming back here. It's the, 28th? Did I get it right? 28th of December, 2010. It's a Tuesday. Had a question in the chat room. There was a song called My Rifle, My Pony, and Me. The version I know of is Dean Martin, who had sang that. They were commenting on our choice of music. We like the oldies. Dean Martin did a song called My Rifle, My Pony, and Me. So we're looking to see if we can find that. Another question in the chat room. E. Swanson asks, do we prefer LBE or Vess? I have both. It depends on the mission. If I know I'm going to be hunting, I wear LBE, you know what I mean, by hunting. If I know I'm going to be defending someplace and stationary and I need body armor and stuff, then I use a vest. So I have both. So, yeah, I like the old school stuff. And did you find, were you able to find it?
Yeah.
Can you play it? Go ahead and play a piece of that for our friend Bob. And it's like, what are you doing? I thought you found it. And then why didn't you get it, like, cued? I said, let's see if we can play it. And then you, like, got off of it. Should have had it cued so I could go, here you go. Nah, you're not ready. Point of order, Minuteman called, and something that I should point out is that we're talking about barter items today. You don't work on your barter items until you have your food, water, ammo, first aid, routes planned, your car fixed. Barter is the last thing that you prepare for. Now, what I do is, like you guys know, I work in spurts and increments. If I've got all my food, you don't wait till you have all your food and then work to your bandages. You do a little bit in each one as you go. And you do it. So you may find some barter items that also fit into things. So you, when you're out there looking around, you hunt for these things, and you do what you can. But make sure you have your stuff as soon as possible before you do it. You can just play in the background. Is it playing?
Is it gonna... The sun is sinking in.
Turn it up.
The cattle go down to the stream.
Ricky Nelson, too, I guess.
The red wing settles in her nest. It's time for a cowboy to dream. Purple eyes in the canyon. That's where I long to be with my sweet good companion. Just my rifle.
Little bit there. Okay, thank you, Lewis. I'll bring it down. That's Dean Martin from the movie Rio Lobo, or Rio Bravo. I can't remember. I always get a mix up. Rio Lobo, Rio Bravo. Same movie, so nice. He did it twice. Yeah, I know we have the movie. We should lift that off of there. It's a good little song. Thanks for reminding us about it there, Bob. So don't go jumping on getting all this stuff until you have your other stuff together. Make sure you have what you need for your family or yourself before you go and get these barter items. We're talking about nickels, for those of you that just joined us. And the McIlvany Intelligence Advisor. Now, I don't have a website for this, but I got a post office box. P.O. Box 84904, Phoenix, Arizona, 85071. That's the McIlvany Intelligence Advisor. Post office box 84904, Phoenix, Arizona. You see it? You need a flashlight? Okay. And that's zip code 85071. Actually, just Google McIlvany. It's McIlvany Intelligence Advisor, and you'll be able to do that. Nickels. So he's advising you to use nickels, and he's saying that you should get some pre-2010 nickels because he's going to change them. Because right now, they have 6 cents worth of copper. Now, the reason we're talking about copper is China is talking about making their new currency out of copper. They're going to be the big powerhouse, the big bad boy on the block economically and militarily. And they're going to want to come up with a new form of currency to trade for oil, and they don't want to use the U.S. dollar. It's got to be copper. So a pre-2010 nickel has 6 cents worth of copper and nickel in each coin, where our paper dollar falls to 1/50th of what it's worth today. What will nickel and copper cost on the world market? See the dichotomy there? The dollar drops, the metal in the nickels goes up. Now, if you compare a 1968 dime's currency value with its present $1.75 silver value, and you'll understand the concept clearly. So those of you that missed out on dimes and silver, it's not too late to do nickels. So $100 worth of nickels could yield you many-fold more in copper and nickel value. And not just in monetary, but just think of the material value. You can make bullets out of nickels. Think I'm kidding? It could be done. Nickels. Ask for them in change. Better yet, go to your local bank and buy a $100 brick of nickels. $100 will get you 2,000 nickels. So just keep an eye out for that. And you can use them for barter. It'll be easy. Remember in Patriots, they're using silver dimes. Well, what are you going to do when a dime is worth $5 and you need to get something that's worth $2.50? You give them a nickel. One barter item today you'll need is small change as well as big gold and silver coins. That gold bullion you have, that those gold flakes, gold coins that are worth thousands, aren't going to do you much good when you need to break it down. You're going to shave it off? You're going to bite it off? What are you going to do? Now, the first thing, now this goes in with building as you go. And this is their recommendations, and it also overlaps with some of the things I've taught you before and things that I've learned. Shotgun shells, pistol, and rifle cartridges. If it's a deal, buy it, unless it's some weird exotic round. Like 257 Roberts. We got a guy up here who buys up all the 257 Roberts he can find. I love the guy, and he doesn't have a 257 Roberts rifle. But what I don't understand the practicality in it because how common is the rifle? But when he finds the right person, those things will be worth more than gold, right? But 223, 308, 9mm, 45, 12 gauge, 20 gauge, maybe 410. 410 is a nice little survival round. You find deals on these things, buy them, even if you don't have the gun, as long as you've got your other stuff. I know one guy up here owns no guns, but he's got thousands of rounds of ammo because he just keeps buying it. Whenever we go to buy, he's, hey, pick me up a couple boxes, and he throws down the dollars, and we get it. Light bulbs. You may be saying, well, light bulbs, what am I going to need light for? We always preach here from the Dutch Jones family voice outlet that electricity is a luxury. Now, if you've got your paddle wheel going, your solar panels, and your windmill going, then what good is it if you can't light something up? People always forget. They put in the hardware, but they don't remember the expendable stuff.
Especially flashlight light bulbs.
That's where I was going next. DC powered light bulbs. Thank you, Debbie. Krypton bulbs, all those types of things. I mean, when the bulb goes out in your flashlight, it basically you just got a tube that for holding batteries. So have extra light bulbs of all kinds, DC ones especially. Now I'm going to dance around this one a little bit. Tail light bulbs are very useful for other things. DC powered bulbs, when you break the glass and leave the filament exposed, create a lot of heat and a flash. That's all I'm going to say. It'll keep you nice and warm, Lou says. So DC and AC screw-in bulbs, get those efficient, mercury bulbs that, you know, it's funny, they want us to buy for a dollar. They put off a lot of light, And there won't, you know, you won't have to worry about throwing them in a landfill. You can use the mercury for something else. So light bulbs, batteries goes without saying, all kinds of batteries. Look at getting, if you've got the money, to get some deep cell 500 amp boat batteries for your solar cells, for your hand cranks, for your windmills. For, you know, you take an alternator out of an old car and hook it up to a burro harness and let the burro walk in a circle and it charges your batteries. You can run DC-powered lights off of them. If you're going to get batteries, you might want to have inverters, but you don't need them if you keep everything DC. Remember when I said, you know, like, remember 2 minutes ago when I said DC batteries, DC light bulbs? Lou doesn't. One-quart oil cans. This is funny because I started saving one-quart oil cans about 2 weeks ago, and everybody's, like, asking me why. One-quart oil cans, there's all kinds of, there's remnant oil in there. There's all kinds of things you can do with them. I'm not going to go into all the kind of things you can do with them, but one-quart oil cans are very useful for recycling oil, for keeping solvents in, things like that of value that later you want to move. Scotch whiskey imported again. I thought all Scotch whiskey was imported because Scotch suggests that it comes from Scotland. I'm not a drinker, but that's just me. But it says imported. Tires, auto tires. Now, that doesn't mean you have to go out and buy new ones, but you always see people dumping tires, right? People getting rid of tires everywhere that have a little bit of tread on them. Even if they don't, if you've got a place to store them, use them. There's several uses for tires, too. You can use them for planters, for potatoes, whatever. You can use them, fill them up full of rocks, stack them up, and you got a barricade. You can set them on fire at roadblocks. You can use them as signal devices. The time of throwing stuff away is gone, folks. We survivalists are going to be the new environmentalists. Not when I'm burning my tire, but you get my point. There's no point in throwing anything away now that, you know, if it can be used for something else. Toilet paper rolls. Now, the simple toilet paper rolls, the cardboard tubes are usable in them. Take those out, use them for something else. Keep toilet paper rolls around. Those are going to be like money. Now, Navy Davy was telling me that in Teotihuacan, the other book by the author of Patriots, by James R. What's the guy's name? Rawling? James Wesley Rawls. Talks about a way to clean your fanny in there, and I'm hoping he'll show an example of that. Well, not show, but bring in the product one day to church so we can see what it's what it'll be used. But toilet paper will be worth a lot of money. Female sanitary napkins. We cover this one a lot. Doesn't sound like a lot until your ladies need them. Plus, they're great for medical purposes, great kindling, all kinds of stuff. The sanitary napkins, get them. Buy them all over. Ask your ladies what kind they want. Don't buy them for them. Yeah, you've been there. Cigarettes, don't smoke them. They'll kill you. Trade them for stuff. Now, I know tobacco products have been used with animals for decades, to get rid of worms, dewormers. People give their dogs cigarette tobacco and chewing tobacco and stuff like that. Don't know if that's true, but that's been suggested to me on the show. Bottles of vitamin C. Now, vitamin C, what's the shelf life? I don't know. I know what numbers are printed on the bottles, but they still have a potency. Does it degrade or does it suddenly drop off? Research that. But bottles of vitamin C, vitamins in general, have become a good currency. You know, vitamin C will keep you from getting rickets and scurvy and all kinds of stuff. Or is it fat that keeps you from getting rickets? I always confuse the two. If you can save vitamins, be careful at the dollar store. A lot of those things are just filled with sawdust. So make sure you do what you can do. Get good quality vitamins. Throw away razors, the disposable razors. See, I just said we don't throw anything away, so I wouldn't even call them that. You can take those blades out of there. You can do stuff, and there's always something to do. You know, break it down. If it's got more than two parts, you can reuse the parts for something else. Razor blades. I had stored up a bunch, and then I started using them. I just need to grow a beard and stop using my storage razors, you know. But razors, all the hygiene stuff, shampoos, soaps, lotions, shaving cream, you know, the things that are important, not the aftershaves and things, but like the other shampoo. Nothing feels better than getting clean. And, you know, those of you that are used to taking two showers a day, not going to happen in a survival mode. So you're not going to need as much shampoo as you think. I have a bottle of shampoo that I keep that is only now 2 years, 2.5 years. And, you know, I'm not one of these guys that showers five times a day. But when I was working for the
toilet,
no, I don't smell that bad. But when I was working for the toilet cleaning place, I was doing it twice a day, and it just ran out. In fact, I told you to throw it away, and we got a couple more squeezings out of it, didn't we? so do that. You know, and I, you know, I'm like everybody else. I have three or four different kinds of shampoo in our bathroom. Get, you know, get what you know people are going to like. Something that's fragrant for the ladies, something that's just clean, you know, for the men that's going to work. Because shampoos and soaps can be used for so many different things. And, you know, of course, I've told you guys, learn how to make your own lye soap. So, but soap to trade, soap to trade. Those little tiny. So everywhere you go and you get those little complimentary soaps, save them. Save him. What's he doing?
Oh, it just
stuff. Oh, I thought the dog was trying to eat you. I thought I heard growling. I thought I heard growling. Didn't I hear growling?
No.
Uh-oh, I'm hearing growling again. That's not there, guys. That's not good.
I think you're hearing things.
Any item you need and use repeatedly that is now imported into America from outside, stock up on it. Pretty much everything we use comes from somewhere else. If it's something that you depend upon as a replacement part or a small part of the machine, get it now. Spark plugs for your car, fan belts. If it can't be made in your general area and you can't go salvage it out of the factory, you better make sure you have it on hand. You better make sure that you have it in plenty. Now, people that are living in apartments right now are going, oh, Dutch, I'm doomed. Well, you're not doomed, but be proportionate to the space that you have. You know, we've got 22-plus acres, outbuildings. You should see Lou's room. He can barely get in and out of his room. It's just stockpiled with clothes and gear. And I don't know what he keeps under the bed, but it smells terrible in there.
Under the bed.
A sandwich.
Yeah, a sandwich. He's keeping like a salami sandwich in there for later. Yeah, cod. There's a cod somewhere in there. Oh, in the winter when we keep the windows closed. But I was a teenage boy. I was the same way. So anything that comes from outside the borders, because we don't make anything anymore anyway. Headlights, things like that that you're going to need operational, things for your lawn tractor that you're going to be using to plow your little plot, garden tools, all that kind of stuff. Think how valuable a shovel is going to be for both burying the bodies as a weapon and gardening. A shovel. We got Lou a little tiny mini shovel for Christmas, not a folding one. We got him we couldn't find the folding shovel. Spare eyeglasses. Scotty just threw in there. I'm to the point now where I can't read without my glasses. I can see, I can shoot, I can do all that without my glasses, but I can't read, and reading is important to me.
Yeah.
So make sure that you have spare eyeglasses. Now, those of us that are dependent upon diabetic medicine, heart medicine, all that, you better be researching the medicinal stuff. Get yourself off of it. Get into shape. I know some of you probably can't now. If you don't have a stockpile of medicine, guess what's going to happen? Find alternatives. I got a question. Have you thought about digging a cellar? Root cellars are a great option, Bob. We've already got in-ground storage up here. The ancient farmers who owned this land before we came here. So it's good to do that. Underground storage for cooling. You know, you're not going to have refrigeration unless you're, you know, some kind of genius with windmills, and even then that might be a waste. But find ways to keep your food, and you can grow seedlings in cellars, root cellars. People in Kansas, Nebraska, Colorado, Oklahoma, they got us beat on this. They're going to survive because they've already got all this stuff. Oh, Rocky Hill Ranger got this little shovel axe kit for like $5. It was a one-time purchase deal. I can't remember the brand name on it, if you want to put it in there, but things like that. Extra stuff that if you can buy 5 garden hose, buy them and have 2 for barter. Because I can guarantee you remembered and 100 people didn't. 100 people did not remember to get a hoe. And you think a hoe is expensive now. A post-economic collapse hoe is going to be a lot more expensive. Hoe.
She has one right there.
So, oh yeah, she has one of the tools right here.
Yeah.
Does it have a name on it? I don't think it has a name on this thing. But it's a multiple head. You can put a shovel and a hatchet head. It's got knives in it. But yeah.
Truck stop.
Yeah, got truck stop purchase. So it's always, 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 always good to have, if you can afford a little bit extra. You know, it's just like if you can get 3, why not 4? You know, stashes, all kinds of things you can do with stashes. Just watch it. Fishing line, Scotty, is an excellent idea for a barter item. We get 50-pound test fishing line and 10-pound, and then I think I have some 4-pound. They all have different purposes. I guarantee you I can garrote somebody with a 50-pound test fishing line.
You did it in prison with a mattress on it.
Yeah, Lou said he did it in prison once. What? What'd you say when you were
people in prison?
People. People. I with the quotes. So that's something there. I love the fishing string thing, and that's something you could give out in like 20-foot lengths as barter. You don't give them the whole roll. Anything that comes in bulk now will be worth a fortune individually parsed out. Baggies. You get a lot of little baggies, sandwich baggies. They're great for putting things in. Great for, you know, you can, when you're parceling stuff out, like you're giving away little radishes and things like that, put them in there. Now, if you take care of a good baggie, it'll last you over and over and over again, won't it? Small plastic bottles, pill bottles, things like that that can be reused. Start saving those now. Don't throw them away if you can't go out and get them. There's just so much stuff. Swanson's bringing up in the chat room paracord. We get paracord by the bucket load thanks to Minuteman. And we section it off into about 18-foot lengths, wrap them up, and we give them away as gifts right now, but they will be barter items. We just keep, yeah, we got to make, oh, where, is Michigan Mary in there? No, Michigan Mary makes rifle slings out of, no, she's not. Lou got a rifle sling from Michigan Mary. It was nice.
I was very impressed.
Crocheted. We got to show it to Debbie, see if she can make them. Crocheted with parachute cord. And you can make bracelets, belts. Great barter item. Great barter item. The barter items that you get, if you get the really super cheap stuff, people are going to use it. It's going to break, and they're not going to trade with you again. In fact, they're going to be mad. You don't want to... Just because it's low-priced doesn't mean it's always low-quality, but you don't want low-priced and low-quality in the same, you know, converging on the product that you've decided to use. Anything from Home Depot that's in bulk, nails, screws, tools for construction, hacksaw blades are cheap, and they can be used for more things than just sawing a barrel off a shotgun for the FBI and then having them come to your house and kill your wife and son. Hacksaw blades. It would be, you know, just buy them in bulk every time you get some. You sell, you know, you could trade one hacksaw blade to somebody. Because if you don't have it, what will you pay for it? What's it worth to you if you need to fix something in your home to make your family's life better? A hacksaw blade with a bunch of PVC, you can build structures. You know? Glues, tapes, bonding materials. Things that fix engine motors like Formagasket. Stop leaks. The stuff that you use to preserve fuel. It is key that you just think about what could you not live without, and I bet you somebody else couldn't live without that. I'm loving the networking. There's something going on today in the world. Everybody's like, I got street kids coming here wanting to learn how to shoot because they're afraid. Hey, chat room, they're all networking in the chat room. This is exactly how I envisioned it to work. Look at them all networking in there. I love it. Don't forget, we have the forum, too, on the DutchJones.info website. That's at your disposal, guys. Lou facilitates that. I don't get in there much. But Lou put that up there so you guys can swap, trade, find people. I helped somebody last week possibly find out a list of churches in Michigan. I guess that was this week. And I just did it again for somebody in Florida. I was so sad to tell him that Chuck Baldwin's not in Florida anymore. Because what happened to Chuck Baldwin? Where'd he go? I go, he's in Montana. Oh, you know, move several thousand miles away. Wine cork, somebody said, can be burned. Corks make quick and cheap face camouflage. There you go. I like what Bob said. You don't have to worry about sawing the barrel off of a shotgun. They already have one sawed off with your name on it. Yeah, they already have pre-sawed off shotguns to plant on your property. Hopefully you guys listened yesterday when I gave the two addresses out for two Hutari prisoners of war. That are being held, and I don't know, Lou, are you going to look for them, Lou?
Yeah.
But we got those up. We're waiting for more. Lou's going to try and find them again. I don't know where he put them. I'm impressed that he saved them. But we can get those addresses out, and you can do more. Again, reminder for those of you that just dropped in, we're going to be doing a recorded interview with political prisoner Shauna Ford, who's being held in Pima County on trumped-up murder charges, saying that she killed some drug family south of the border. And she's being held and going to be tried next month for a crime she did not commit. I believe she's being persecuted because she is a white woman fighting a war on drugs and illegal immigration and is fighting a corrupt government entity in Pima County. So that'll be a good one. Dutch is getting it back out of the forum. I see. He's putting it in there. So if you go in the forum, you can get those addresses to send letters and cards. Trust me, when you're behind the wire You're on the front line. There's nothing better than getting cards, even if you don't know who they're from, and just a kind word, letting people know that you appreciate their sacrifice for the holy cause of liberty. And when we get Lena Lawless, I hope I'm saying it, Lane Lawless on, the advocate for Shauna Ford, what we'll do is we'll make sure that we get out her address, too, so you can send cards and stuff to Shauna. I know if you go to freeshauna.com.
Justice for Shauna Ford.
Yeah, justiceforshaunaford.com. Thank you, Lou. Justiceforshaunaford.com. Remember, Ford is F-O-R-D-E. She's like me. She spells her name funny. Justiceforshaunaford.com. You can get an address there. And I think she has access to email, which surprises me. I didn't know prisons let you, or jails. Take a drink here. Hang on. That's some good generic apple juice. I told you guys I had insomnia last night. I didn't fall asleep till 4:30.
Back rubs for you.
Yeah, Stacy gave me a back rub. Finally, helped me go to sleep. First thing tonight, back rub. I got up and made cinnamon rolls. I baked in the middle of the night.
They were so good.
I found out if you take the cinnamon roll containers and unroll the individual cinnamon rolls, take two of them and twist them together, you can make a churro. So I had these really long churros instead of cinnamon rolls. And so if you don't put the glaze on them or the frosting or whatever it's called, so there's your little Dutch Jones baking tip of the day. Unravel your tubes of cinnamon rolls, the pre-made cinnamon rolls, I don't know what they call them, poppin' fresh cinnamon rolls. Unroll them, take two of them, twist them together, you got a churro, you know, giant thing. You can make a giant pretzel out of it, so it's all kinds of fun there. Yeah, we got a lot of food. What's up with the chicken? Are you guys still going to give that out, or is that just nobody?
It's been given
out. Oh, okay. I was, like, down there today going, we need to have a barbecue. We got a bunch of chicken in there. Okay, folks. Oh, okay, some of it's for the wedding that I'm not supposed to talk about. We're going to be back after the break. We're going to be on Liberty Tree Radio. Go ahead and call in again then if you want to. Also, check out DutchJones.info. There is a chip-in widget there. We need your financial support desperately. I know everybody's bugging you. I've been listening to Liberty Tree Radio. They need it. We need it. We're going to stay on the air. We need financial support. You can do it through PayPal and use a credit card there. I don't want to keep bugging you and keep doing it, but I'm going to mention it at least once an hour. We'll be right back.
Crossheads of their guns at the end. I know a man who lives way up in Idaho, whose sole desire was only to be left alone. One day he sold a so-called friend a gun. One day the federal troops showed up and shot his wife and son. It's coming down. It's all around. The New World Order's training armies on our ground. Stormtroopers dressed in black and blue. Aim the crosshairs of their guns at me and you. Way down upon a Waco, Texas farm, I saw the lawless law there flex its long, mean arm. Before the sealed search warrants could even be served, the ATF shot up the place. Some not what they deserve. It's coming down. It's in your town. The New World Order's training armies on our ground. Stormtroopers dressed in black and blue. I bet their leaders think they're fooling me and you. Foreign troops, they train upon American soil. They hide and sneak around like snakes that slither and coil.
while the people turn their heads complacently. Their federal income tax goes up to fund this tyranny. It's coming down. It's in your town. The New World Order's training armies on our ground. Stormtroopers dressed in blue and black, like the vicious dogs they are.
Thank you for listening to the Dutch Jones Radio Program. And if you get nothing else from our show, there should be two things that you learn. One is, you need to work together with other like-minded people. And number two, you need the basic equipment to keep from becoming a refugee. So whether you're looking for a water filter, tactical gear, surplus gear, or just want to look into some new survival equipment, you need to check out djstore.tk. That's djstore.tk. We carry surplus, and we carry new lines from MilSpec and Voodoo Tactical. And if you don't see it on our website, please send us a message and we'll find it for you. So if you're going to need the gear anyway, why not buy it from us? You'll get it for cheaper than you will from the source, and it'll help out the ministry here at the Dutch Jones Radio Program. So whether you're new or been in this for a while, check out djstore.tk. That's djstore.tk.
Gun.
Guns aren't toys. They're for family protection, hunting dangerous or delicious animals, keeping the King of England out of your face.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. Is the problem.
Here's a hint for you geniuses out there.
All for nothing if you don't have freedom.
It's all that cheese they eat. Seems like every other day somebody's rolling a 50-pound cheese wheel
in. Put out all points bulletin. We'll set up roadblocks everywhere.
A new world order. A new world order.
I'm going to call the newspapers, the TV stations, the gas stations, everybody.
Heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
Sit back down and shut your trap. It's time for
Dutch Jones, Jones
Radio Program.
And now for something completely different.
And we're back, and welcome. This is the Dutch Jones Radio Program coming to you on the Liberty Tree Radio Network. Also coming to you from the U-Broadcast version of Stronghold Radio, the Dutch Jones Radio Program. We've been at it for an hour already. I was having so much fun with the people in the last hour of the show, I forgot that today was Tuesday, and it was Code 20 Day, and we're going to have our extra special guest, Steve Klein, on. Are you there, Steve?
You're too kind. Hey, with Code 20, we're going to be talking about the NBA. If we talk about the NBA, you won't forget that today is Tuesday.
There you go. Well, a lot's been going on. Before we get into that, I did want to bring up the fact that the same Walmart that's going to run their Big Brother Don't Ask, or If You See Something, Say Something ads are now going to have Halal brand of foods in their aisles.
Good stuff. Halal. Yeah.
Halal.
That's okay. What they do when they kill the sheep, a lot of people don't realize this, all day long the children torment, beat, poke sticks at the little sheep and stuff to get them so antagonized, get their blood flowing, and then they cut their throats. And
oh, that's humane.
Yeah, it's very humane. It's a loving thing. It's what that fag boy Muhammad would do.
Yeah, I couldn't believe that. You know, one week we have Napolitano, you know, saying all this anti-terrorism stuff, and the next, Walmart's welcoming in. But it's a great opportunity for all the Code 20 fans to move all the spam over into their aisle, I think.
Well, it makes it easy.
Yeah.
Your kids say, hey, Dad, let's go over to Walmart, do some shopping. And you go, I can do Code 20 at the same time. Yeah. Come on, kids.
There we go. There we go. Well, tell us about this. Was it M as in Michael, B as in Bravo, or how? What's the acronym?
National Basketball Association, NBA. NBA stands for Nods, Bows, and Arrows. Nods, Bows, and Arrows. This is part of Code 20. Couple of real quick things here. Tactics without strategy is merely noise before defeat.
Okay.
Tactics without strategy is merely noise before defeat. and strategy without tactics is the slowest path to victory. I'll repeat those a couple of times throughout the course of the show. But it's good stuff in your head. And then also the SMEAC that you and I learned years ago in the military, the SMEAC, Situation, Mission, Execution, Administration, Command and Control, that's actually on Wikipedia, and they got a really great breakdown of it. You can go in there and just type SMEAC, S-M-E-A-C, Situation, Mission, Execution, Administration, Command and Communication. Come right up on Wikipedia, and believe me, you're going to get a billion-dollar training course on how to do battle planning, which brings me back to tactics without strategy is merely noise before defeat, and strategy without tactics is the slowest path to victory.
Right.
So I've been thinking the English have contacted our group, and I also saw they have the English Defense League, EDL, and then there's also a European Defense League, and I know that both of them are monitoring you as we speak, which is a good thing.
Good.
My Pakistani contact was telling me that they had no guns in England, and then later he says, well, they do have shotguns. I said, whoa, shotguns. All right. One of my friends, his father-in-law was 14 years old in Greece when the Germans came in and conquered Athens, and he lived in a rural area outside of Athens. He was 14 years old. He walked into the marketplace to hitch up with his buddies, and there was six or seven of his pals hung by the neck dead by the Germans. So my buddy from Greece went and collected up his 13, 14, 15-year-old buddies and dug up a bunch of old flintlocks. And within an hour, using tactics and strategy and tactics, using flintlocks, within an hour, they had state-of-the-art Third Reich machine guns, grenades, pistols, rifles, you name it, they had it. So
excellent.
There's a classic example of guerrilla warfare. There's a book that you can buy. It's very inexpensive, and it's very fascinating. It's about the revolutionary cell warfare structure of Paul Revere, John Adams, John Hancock, and his crew, how they organized for the Battle of Lexington. And I'll give the name of the book. You can go on Amazon.com. You can probably buy it, including shipping. Probably buy it for less than $10. These guys organized a 700-square-mile area, and they were able to mobilize every hamlet and village in those 700 square miles. Paul Revere had a team of 60 men, women, boys, and girls using bells, guns, all kinds of secret messages so that they were able to organize and get the guys ready for the Battle of Lexington. Now, a lot of people don't realize that they just think about the first, you know, little encounter where Jonas Clark and his buddies got beat up pretty bad. By the end of the day, the English showed up with three regiments. I think a regiment in those days was like 250 guys. It wasn't very many, not like today. They showed up with three regiments of 250, so 750. Jonas Clark and his guys had, what, 15, 20 or so there? Not very many.
Yeah.
And they got beat up pretty bad. Within 6 hours, the American colonists had 47 regiments completely surrounding the three regiments of redcoats. And if it wasn't for a few mistakes, they would have wiped them out. The point of my thought here is not on the actual battle, but the organization of cell warfare that the Sons of Liberty and Paul Revere had, written covenants, proper theology. They did it perfect. They had the theology, they armed, they had 3 to 5 people, they organized, and they prepared. The name of that book, it's real easy, Paul Revere's Ride. I'll mention it a few times.
Okay.
And you can go to Amazon.com, and I'll give you the author, and you won't have any problems. Paul Revere's Ride by David Hackett Fisher, and Fisher has a C in it, F-I-S-C-H-E-R. Paul Revere's Ride, David Hackett Fisher, one of the best books, better than Mao Zedong, I've read him, better than Sun Tzu, I've read him, better than Ho Chi Minh, I fought his dudes, kicked their ass, and they were pretty good, by the way.
Good.
Anyways, yeah, that's a great book, and so I'm thinking in terms Well, how do we use what we already have? Look, we have beyond state-of-the-art technology already. Hey, we got a computer. Can you get on the Internet? Google Earth.
Yeah.
Go online. Go online. Yeah, it's simple. Go online.
I use it all the time.
Yeah, this stuff's a million times better than what we have in Vietnam, Korea, World War II. It's up there not too bad from what they have now. But you know your local neighborhood, for example, if you live in London or you live in Dearborn, Michigan, you already have a good idea where the bad guys are. Real hard, look up mosques for Dearborn or London. Finsbury Mosque in London, very dangerous. Just go to Google Earth. Look at it from a satellite image and look at your avenues of egress and ingress. Check it out. Start thinking. And start thinking tactics without strategy is merely noise before defeat. And strategy without tactics is the slowest path to victory. It doesn't matter if you live in Australia or you live in Belgium or Berlin or London or you live down here or I live in hell. It's Los Angeles, California.
Yeah.
By the way, my buddy Nabil, who was tortured for 6 months, was driving some of his Egyptian Christian friends down Sunset Boulevard Saturday night, Christmas night. And he said there was hundreds of Muslims in burqas and veils and, you know, the Muslims walking them down Sunset Strip.
Wow. I thought that would be an unclean place for such an occasion.
Yeah, well, they go to battle, and that's part of their... They have the jihad of the tongue and the jihad of the killing, and this is the first phase of... that. They're doing their intel, and in their philosophy, their dawa, D-A-W-A, they're just like they torment the sheep before they kill them, they're tormenting the people of Sunset Strip. That's what they're doing. They're sending out... It's like Nazis carrying a swastika on their arm amongst... excuse me, amongst the Jews. So we got the NBA, the Nod, Bow and Arrow. You go to Google Earth, you check out these mosques. All of these mosques are terrorist centers. There's no doubt about it at all. In England, you can... I know in a country they can get shotguns. I'm positive of that. I don't know what type of ammo, but you know what? You just got to be creative. I know the Dutch and me. I know Lewis down with a 12-gauge shotgun shell. And within 5 minutes, turn that shotgun shell, a bird shot, into some pretty nasty stuff.
Oh, yeah. Wooden dowels, screws, whatever you got on hand.
Piece of cake.
Yeah.
Absolute piece of cake. And just like, once again, when the Grecian kids walked into the village and there was six or seven of their buddies hung from the neck, they went back, they used tactics, they used strategy, they used strategy, they used tactics, they thought it through, they came back with flintlocks, and within 60 minutes, they had weapons as good as a Third Reich had.
Yeah, I always look at that first gun. I tell people, this is your coupon gun. Use it to get to trade up. You know, it's your coupon gun. It's your ticket to the dance.
You got it. Yeah, there was a guy harassing me about a year ago or so at Earth Fair, and he was running his mouth. I think he was a college professor, and he was bragging to me, he had a booth there about Islam and stuff, and he says, you know, how rich are you? And I looked at him like, well, what's wrong with you, dude? That's not an appropriate question. He goes, no, no, no. He says, I'll tell you what, I know you're not that rich. He says, I'll buy you out. I'll buy you out. I said, that's fine. What are you going to buy me out with, gold? And he goes, yeah. And I said, I'll tell you right now, sport, my lead is worth about 1,000 times more than your gold.
It sure is. Much more usable.
He was so dumb he didn't get it. So we get back right again to NBA, the Nods, the Bows, and an Arrow. So you're using Google Earth. You're checking out the mosque. You're looking from above. There's some really dangerous mosques in San Diego. I got surrounded by about 250 young Somali Muslims a couple years down there, and I had my translators, Coptic, Egyptian Christians. They were so afraid they wouldn't get out of the car. I was on 54th and University in San Diego, and out in front of this store on the corner there, they were all dressed like Osama bin Laden. It looked just like Afghanistan or Pakistan. The men were dressed like that. No women around. The few we saw go into the store, burqas and veils, and my Middle East Christians would not get out of the car. They were too scared. Anyways, as we checked these guys out, and, you know, we got surrounded by the Muslims and stuff, but it turned out that it was on a long cul-de-sac. I'd done my recon. We had cops there. We had all this stuff, but it was still really dangerous. So my suggestion is you Google that thing. Use Google Earth to the fullest maximum amount that you can. If you know any older people who maybe they live in that neighborhood still, some still do, you might be able to find some alleys and shortcuts and things of that nature. But you do your tactics, you do your strategy, you're doing your battle planning, your SMEAC, the situation, mission, execution, administration, command and communication. And now you factor in 2 o'clock in the morning with nods, the bow and arrow. You're just about invincible. On a foggy night, I'm not sure really. You know better than me because nods came in. I mean, yeah. I was back in the paleo.
For those that don't know, night observation devices, night optical devices, everybody calls them something different, but night vision, nods.
You go out on a cloudy night, maybe with some light fog, but the bad guys, they're probably not going to come out. One of the favorite tactics of the Viet Cong and the North Vietnamese Army was to wait for the heaviest monsoon rains to come crashing down, and then they would use that as cover and concealment, and they would follow stream beds and tree lines at 2 o'clock in the morning and whatnot. It was very effective. You can do the same thing. You're not going to attack them. This is for later on, should the Muslims erupt and become insane and crazy. This is all self-defense. I want to make sure everybody understands that. But you do your tactics and your strategy now before the fact, not after the fact.
Now when we have the freedom to move about, and it's a good time to hone your skills and get familiar with the terrain.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why I keep harping on this. Tactics without strategy is merely noise before defeat, or strategy without tactics is the slowest path to victory. If you go to Google Earth now, start checking a place out, and like I ran into that problem with that long cul-de-sac down there with the 54th and University Mosque, the famous Osama bin Laden Mosque.
Mm-hmm.
You start checking that place out. Make sure you're not getting into a box cul-de-sac. Make sure you got easy way in and out. The reason gangs have spread out of Los Angeles so rapidly is because the freeway system works so good. Once they're off the freeway, they'll only go a short way. They'll stay off of cul-de-sacs. They'll stay out of communities where it's, you know, really confusing and windy, but they'll use the freeway to get in and get out, and you can do the same thing, no doubt about it.
Another thing you can use for Google Earth, this is what I used to do when I was doing surveillance, is you look for power lines in, power, you know, out. You look for service roads, alleys, if you live in a community that has alleys. Google, you believe it or not, you can see this stuff. And you may be saying, well, what do you care about utilities in and out? You may want to cause a diversion and take out their utilities.
Bingo.
You know, we, as a private investigator, we would do stuff like that just to, you know, cause the problem. So you want to see where their service panels are at on the building if you do a drive-by. You want to see where their water is. There's nothing funnier than turning off somebody. We had people, and just to give you an idea real quick, we wanted to get video of this person. He claimed to be paralyzed from the chest down and couldn't walk. It was actually a sheriff from Los Angeles County. I turned off his water in the middle of the night. He came out in the middle of the night in his pajamas and turned his water back on. So I got video of him doing it, proving he wasn't really paralyzed. So give you an idea, you know, the stuff you can do to create the scenario that you desire.
Absolutely. So while all this is going on now, recruiting is real important. I ran into this mild group called ACT, American Congress for Truth. And it's through this really beautiful diva by the name of Brigitte Gabriel. She's a nice gal. She's okay, but she doesn't understand, you know, that Islam is WWMD, what would Muhammad do? She doesn't understand that it's PMS, power, money, and sex. Definitely does not understand that it's RPM, religious, political, and military. She will absolutely leave the military portion, the solution of dealing with Islam, out. She thinks it's okay that we fight them over in Iraq and Afghanistan, but we let them run wild here, which is insane. So here's my thought, though. We have found a number of, this is funny, we have found a number of older ladies who go to these ACT meetings, and you can find them. They have a locator. Just type in American Congress for Truth, and you can find these chapters in Dearborn. You can find them in Florida. You can find them all over the United States. And just go in there, find out when their meeting is. They will vet you. They're pretty careful on that because the Nation of Islam and the Muslims want to go in there and say, hi, how you doing, buddy? I know they love Lewis and whatnot. they go in there. But you can go in there and using some tactics, using some strategy, think about what you're going to ask them. I basically just walk up to the older people because they're not brainwashed with the multiculturalism of the diversity. And the older ladies in there almost exclusively are Jewish people, Jewish gals, who are absolutely terrified of Holocaust Part Two. And so I just ask them, so really, I mean, do you think Islam is RPM? And they look at me like, what the hell's wrong with you? I go, religious, political, and military. Before you know it, now they start saying, well, we need more than just talk. We need tactics with strategy. We need strategy with tactics. We need the NBA. We need the nods, the bow and arrow. We need the shotguns. We need to think like these kids did when the Nazis hung their buddies and took them out. Anybody with an old computer can sit down, Google Earth, and little old ladies, they got a lot of time on their hands. They can start doing a lot of preparation work for you.
You could build your whole intelligence group around little old ladies. Just show them a little bit how to use the computers and stuff, and they can gather everything for you.
Glad you brought that up. When I was brought back into the Marine Corps, I think I told you this story. Your listening audience, it'll be new for them. But I was standing in front of about, oh, I would say 80 to 110 field grade officers of IMEF, First Marine Expeditionary Force, which is one of the most powerful organic military units in the history of the world. They're the guys in the Second Battle of Fallujah that killed 2,000 Muslims and 24 hours and lost only 13 Marines. And by the way, as a side note, if you're in militia and you think you're going to take on the 101st Airborne or the United States Marine Corps, ain't going to happen. You got to go into cell structure, stay away from those guys. I can tell you right now, Dutch will confirm it. They can see a groundhog from 300 yards away in a blinding snowstorm at 2 o'clock in the morning. They are very good. Anyhow, I was standing in front of these guys. I had been brought back in to brief them on how we got human intelligence in Vietnam, and what Dutch said is exactly what I said. You can imagine, I said these words in front of 80 to 110 majors, lieutenant colonels, and full colonels. I said, the number one thing in human intelligence gathering so that you can destroy the enemy and you don't get injured is don't piss off grandma.
Right.
And they, for a moment, they sat stunned, then they started laughing, and then I explained, which is what Dutch is alluding to, grandma is concerned about her grandchildren, her son and daughter, her family, she's concerned, everybody brings the information back to her, she vets the information, the kids come back and say, hey, the Muslims, the suicide bombers are over here, and then grandma will send you an email or call you up on cell phone and let you know. She's familiar with Google Earth, and she actually, though she may be 90 years old and weigh 105 pounds, she can sit at that computer, and she can help you out and help map out things, watch people. What's the name of that guy, the Iceman? He's the dude that was the murderer, the assassin for the mob. You remember him?
Oh, it's funny you bring that up because I just read that.
He was
Henry Hill.
Yeah, he would dress up like a queer, a big, massive queer, and everybody was disgusted, so they wouldn't watch him.
Mm-hmm.
And then he'd ice pick them and kill these people and walk out, and nobody knew what was happening.
Yeah.
So this is all for the future tense, if they attack us, self-defense. But you set the tactics, you set the strategy now. If you do it then, it's too late. Good example. Well, I'll just shut up and let you wax eloquent for a second, or let Lewis jump in.
Well, Lewis isn't going to jump in, but actually he will. We're about ready to take a break here. It's a good point to take a break and play some commercials for the surplus store. So, Lou, why don't you go ahead and do that? And we'll be back after this break with Steve Klein from Code 20, AbolishIslam.com, AbolishIslam.com. We're talking tactics and practical applications of the Christian militant soldier and what he needs to be doing now before the shooting starts. We'll be right back after this. Are you playing it?
It's really kind of fun. We never get the job and we get to shoot the gun. I don't like Jews, but I have 20 sons. Thank Allah, I'm a jihad boy. Well, I got me 5 wives, got me a hookah. When some come up, strap on my bazooka. One wife so ugly, I'm glad she wore a hookah. Thank Allah, I'm a jihad boy. Well, I wouldn't trade my life for a camel or a goat. And when I get a chance, I like to cut somebody's throat. And when I point my gun for me, you will vote. Thank Allah, I'm a jihad boy. I'd kill infidels all day if I could. But Allah and my wife wouldn't take it very good. So I bomb when I could, pray when I should. Thank Allah, I'm
beluga. One wife so ugly, I'm glad she wear a burqa. Thank Allah, I'm a jihad boy. My father's dead and dead and he died. There be his human shield sitting right by his side. He said, shoot women first and do it with pride. And take a lie, you're the jihad boy. My daddy taught me young how to make me a bomb. I really think Americans are mean to Saddam. I make excuse that they just hate Islam. And thank Allah, I'm a jihad boy. Well, I got me five wives, got me a hookah. One son comes up, a strap on my bazooka. One wife's so ugly, I'm glad you wear a burqa.
Best conditions, the human body will die after 3 days without water. Having access to clean, drinkable water in a disaster, survival situation, or military action is critical when putting together your survival plan and survival kit. Whether you choose to boil, filter, purify, or use some type of chemical treatment, something must be done when planning your survival, escape routes, and plans, and putting together your bug-out bag or simply your rucksack. That's why I have chosen to offer Sawyer brand water filters. These filters used in the medical industry for kidney dialysis exceed the needs for water purification. With different units available, the basic unit that you should get will be capable of filtering up to 500 gallons a day and will not need to be replaced until you have surpassed 1 million gallons through that filter. I know that's hard to believe, but it's a fact. They've been using these filters overseas for years in the missionary fields and in post-disaster recovery efforts. The filters are lightweight and simple to use, so whether you attach it to a 5-gallon bucket, to a water bladder, or to a 10,000-gallon tank, these filters can do the job for you. They can handle up to 40 PSI, and with different fittings and ingenuity, you can even apply them to inside, inline water supply systems into your house, cabin, or survival structure. So I'm asking you to go to djstore.tk. That's djstore.tk. Check out the Sawyer water filters. Order them through us. You will save at least $5 off the retail price of buying them from Sawyer Direct. And as always, the money goes to help the radio ministry here at the Dutch Jones Radio Program. So, do something right for your family. Get them prepared for a disaster or calamity, and you're helping us out. So don't forget, djstore.tk. That's djstore.tk. Check out the Sawyer brand water filters.
There is rebellion in the wind.
A new world order. A new world order.
How can you have a house without a gun?
Guns aren't toys. They're for family protection, hunting dangerous or delicious animals, keeping the King of England out of your face.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. Is the problem.
Here's a hint for you geniuses out there.
It's all for nothing if you don't have freedom.
It's all that cheese they eat. Seems like every other day somebody's rolling a 50-pound cheese wheel in.
Put out all point bulletins. We'll set up roadblocks everywhere.
A new world order. A new world order.
Attention.
A new world
order. Attention.
The government is the problem.
It's an emergency. Repeat. An emergency.
I'm not going to stand for this. I'm going to call the newspapers, the TV stations, the gas stations, everybody. Heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
Sit back down and shut your trap. It's time for
Dutch Jones, Dutch Jones
Radio Program.
And now for something completely different.
And we're back, we're back, we're back. I can't hear myself in my headphones. It's probably my fault. There we go. This is the Dutch Jones Radio Program, and we appreciate you tuning in here on Liberty Tree Radio and on Stronghold Radio. If you like what you hear, go to DutchJones.info, DutchJones.info. Make sure that you... spell Jones, J-O-E-N-S. And if you like what you're hearing here, you can chip in there and make a monetary donation. We need to meet the bills and expenses here all the time. Without further ado, it is Tuesday, which means it's Code 20 Day. And with waiting in the wings is Steve Klein, and he's here talking to us about tactics and strategies. Are you still there?
I'm still here, and so I got some more stuff here for you. Technology without morality always becomes genocidal mortality.
Wow. That sounds like a rap song.
It'd be a rap song. We'd be singing some rap, and you'd be shut your trap. Else we'd be giving you some crap.
That's all I know. That is the full extent of my music
ability. Well, I've heard you sing that other song in church, remember?
Oh, Muhammad, Allah Akbar, you beat the girls all black and blue. You're a wild man, such a madman, old Muhammad, it is true. In a cavern without Khadija, drinking camel pee, you know, dwelt Muhammad, dreadful prophet, and his silly old burro. Hee-haw, hee-haw.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I forgot about that song until I heard you sing, but how'd you like to thank God I'm a jihad boy?
I love it.
Thank Allah.
Love it. I'm going to have to learn that. Allah Akbar.
Okay, well, let's get back into it. Serious stuff here. Code 20, the Islamic invasion of the entire world. How are we supposed to deal with it, Steve?
A couple of other things adding to the tactics without strategy is merely noise before defeat. Strategy without tactics is the slowest path to victory. Now, I belong to a group, and you can look it up on Wikipedia. It was through the Marine Corps called the Combined Action Program. There was only 400 of us at a time. It only lasted 3 years or so, but we were specialists in locating, closing with, and destroying terrorist cells, and we went out with real small numbers. We were always on the move. One of the things that we had was called a rally point. So if we thought we were getting overrun, as a commander of the small unit, an 18-year-old, which is what I was, I would yell, rally point. Fortunately, we always hit them because we knew Grandma had told me where they were, and we always hit them, and they shot a lot more at the cosmos in the ground than they did at us, rest assured. But a rally point, and actually a lot of people don't understand this, we would actually leave our dead and wounded. It was basically like, I don't know if you're familiar with it, Final Protective Fires, FPF, where you're being overrun, like in the movie We Were Soldiers with Mel Gibson. You actually dig in, get into your holes, and call artillery on yourselves. The overrunning enemy doesn't know what's going on. The shrapnel and bombs, artillery kills them. You're down in your hole. Enough of you survive. You come up and you clean up. Well, a rally point is just out of absolute dire necessity for any of you to survive. So if you're going to go out and use the NBA, the nods, and the bow and arrow, and once again, if you've done your tactics, you've done your strategy, you've done your Google Earth, you've had Grandma drive through the neighborhood, you dress up in burkas and veils and drive through without stopping, you look at the place, you check it all out, you wait for a drizzly, rainy night, things of that nature, you use the nods and a bow and arrow, you're just about invincible.
Schwack.
Schwack. Quiet, swift, silent, and deadly. And all of a sudden, the guys at the mosque, they'll not know what's going on. And if you get your team set up, you can snatch their AK-47s, you can snatch their RPGs and things like that. Now, both of those weapons are extremely easy to use and figure out. In fact, you can go on YouTube, and I'm sure you can watch
training.
They'll show you how to fire an RPG.
Yeah.
So, just like my Greek buddies going out there and using flintlocks to get state-of-the-art weapons, you can. And then I also said, technology without morality always becomes genocidal mortality. In other words, the people that have these weapons, the Muslims, with AK-47s, they have no morality. They do not have the law written on their heart. They don't know when to stop. Reading stories about Bosnia and how the heinous, horrible torture. Oh, also the Bosnians were the henchmen for the Grand Mufti of Jerusalem. 30,000 of them recruited by Adolf Hitler, and the Grand Mufti of Jerusalem was promoted to a general in charge of these guys. He'd be equivalent to, say, like a 3 or even 4-star general. Technology without morality always becomes genocidal mortality. So the law written on the heart, the Ten Commandments, what do you do with these prisoners? Well, frankly, if I was in this deal, what I used to do in the war, I would be in, out as fast as I could, create as much havoc and mayhem, sending a message to the bad guys like Clint Eastwood, do you feel lucky, punk? Well, do you? I'll be back. I will be back, as the Terminator would say. And you strike fear in them. Once again, this is after they begin coming out after our people. And this fits perfectly with theology. Romans 13, verse 3, for rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil.
Mm-hmm.
And verse 4, for he is the minister of God to thee for good. But if thou do that which is evil, be afraid, for he beareth not the sword in vain, for he is the minister of God, a revenger, to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. That is very theological, that is very Christological, very Christ-centered, and it's the stuff that Jesus wants us to do. You're up. I'm going to be quiet.
Well, it's funny because people say, oh, well, it's never going to get that bad here. And we've talked about this in previous shows, that the percentage of Muslims per host is still low in this country. But if you look what happened over the Christmas holidays in Iraq, Kenya, Nigeria, they blew up churches. There was a police chapel, you know, where they went, and a paramilitary police chapel, Christians in Iraq, and a female suicide bomber came in and blew herself up. In Iraq, they killed like 30 or 40 people in a suicide bombing at a church. And it got to the point where it's so bad that in churches in the Middle East, even in Israel, they were too afraid to get together to fellowship because the Muslims would blow them up. And in Israel, a very militant state, they wouldn't even let them put up a Christmas tree because they were afraid it would infuriate the Muslims.
Yeah, our thank God that we have the gigantic moat of the Atlantic and the Pacific around us, and our brothers in arms in Europe and in Australia, England, Asia. Our brothers all around the world are suffering greatly. News media just spikes all these shows. The guy that Prince Alawid is the guy that got controlling interest of News Corp, which controls Fox News. And then he spiked all the truth about when Paris, the 300 around Paris were burning up. He said, you cannot call them Muslims. You have to call them disadvantaged Jews. we do. It's interesting. There's about approximately 6 billion people in the world. There's about 1.5 billion are Muslims, which leaves 4.5 billion non-Muslims. We've got the numbers. Now we got to quit listening to the pastors who are gutless and chicken, and they don't have the right theology, that they shake their head on Romans 13:4. Romans 13, where it says, let every soul be subject to the higher powers. Well, Dutch and I, and those of you who have been in the military, we know in the Uniform Code of Military Justice, we only obey lawful orders, period.
Yeah, it's pretty simple, pretty straightforward, and it goes back to the technology without morality. Actions without righteousness, are just the same thing. If you're not acting coram deo in your battle plan, you will not be blessed, and even worse, you may be cursed by God for what you've done.
Yeah, if we had sent over, say, a brigade of 3,000 guys into Afghanistan and then another brigade into Iraq and just told them, okay, you got 10 days, declaration of war, to just go after every major leader you can and just inflict mayhem. We don't care about collateral damage. We want death and bodies on these Muslims because that's all they understand under Islam. That's all Satan understands. In fact, the Arabic word for those who will not fight is called, it's pronounced Hocht, H-O-C-H-T, like the German C-H, Hocht, not like the Dutch Jones. But if we had gone in there for just 10 days, we probably would have killed 5,000 of their guys maximum. We would have lost less than 100. But the whole Muslim world would have been absolutely terrified. Now, after what we've done, messing it up, trying to nation build based on Islam, the constitutions of Iraq and Afghanistan, we are the laughing stock. They're infiltrating our military, CIA, Homeland Security, FBI. It goes on and on and on. So, and this lends itself to what Dutch said, just the MPH, the Muslims per host, just because their numbers are low, their numbers in petrodollars is gigantic. It's in the trillions of dollars that the Middle East Muslims have dumped money into the United States. In my opinion, they're the guys funding the Sierra Club and the environmentalists. Why? Because we can't drill for gas and oil. That keeps the prices of gas and oil up high.
Yeah.
So the Saudi Arabians, one dude over there has got a house, Dutch. His house is $3 billion for one house.
Oh, man.
$3 billion for one house. So while their numbers are small, there was only 19 that attacked the World Trade Center and the Pentagon. Their numbers are small, but the petrodollars is absolutely humongous, and they're networked throughout all of the United States, Canada, United Kingdom, the PLO. I'm sorry. What's the name of the guys up there
Hamas?
In Ireland?
Oh, in Ireland? The IRA.
The IRA is actively working with the Muslims. They're supplying AK-47s and RPGs to the Muslims in the UK. The IRA is very interesting. their background, they're doing, and the Muslims are providing them with buku money. You got MS-13 and the 18th Street Gang, and the different gangs are being paid by the Saudi Arabians to bring suicide bombers into the United States.
Mm-hmm. It's strange that rebellion and deceit make strange bedfellows. I've been studying that the Mossad have been working with the drug cartels to train them for a little extra money.
Yeah, in our political science, in the creation of our Constitution and the Declaration of Independence, there's a book called The Leviathan. I'm not going to mention the author's name because there's a lot of bias. It was written about 1650 or so, but it fits with what you said, Dutch, that the Achilles heel of any constitutional republic or democracy or any well-intentioned group is foreign intrigue, foreign money. So you'll have the Mossad working with the drug cartels for what? For cash.
Yeah.
You got the Republicans and Democrats selling their souls out for cash. And so it comes back to this stuff of Romans 13:4. Technology without morality always becomes genocidal mortality. It's interesting. We only dropped two atomic bombs and never dropped them again because we are a very moral people. And those two atomic bombs probably saved 20 million Japanese lives because if we had invaded, we would have lost 1 million soldiers and Marines.
The ground war would have been brutal, yeah.
Yeah, and then you throw in the disease and starvation factor with little children, and another 10 to 20 million Japanese would have died. So that's actually a Christian motif. Once again, agape is the fulfilling of all law. And I'm going to hammer on the pastors because they have thrown that out, and they think any form of violence, including self-defense, is evil and wicked. And folks, that is just baloney.
Yeah. Having the discussion a lot. That's one of our mainstays here. I have pastors all the time sending me stuff and berating me for talking about the sword as an actual sword and not the word of God. And I'm like, you guys just don't get it. It's a truncated gospel. It's part of the evil plan that crept in 150 years ago in this country specifically. That's all I've studied. But they've chickified, feminized the Christian male to the point that makes us a non-player in the defense of our nation. And that was their goal. That's when the Fabian Socialists crept into religion, and that's how they took it over. Like you were talking about the environmentalism. They know this. They're all evil. The Zionists, the Jewish supremacists, the Muslims, they're all playing this game to destroy the world. Absolutely. And you're right.
Absolutely, yeah. That's kind of interesting. I'm going to throw this out. I do not believe in biological evolution. Absolutely do not. But sure. I do believe in survival of the fittest. And I believe the fittest is the Church of Jesus Christ, the true Church of Jesus Christ. And I believe that we can hold the bloody banner of Jesus high in one hand and the sword high in the other hand, the physical sword. And we have no choice but to defend our families, etc. So all of these different agencies are coming up against us. I don't know if we're in the end times. I believe, excuse me, I'm fighting a cold.
Us too.
Yeah, I believe we're at the incipient stages of a new reformation. It was 500 years ago, 497 years ago, and Luther nailed the 95 theses on the door, and the church, for all practical purposes, was dead. It was just a small barely glowing ember, and then he nailed those 95 pieces on the door, and it turned into a gigantic conflagration. And out of that, the reformed countries that came out of Northern Europe and Western Europe, those reformed countries had the highest degree of peace, order, liberty, and prosperity. Yeah. Then they spread to America, New Zealand, and Australia, and places like that. Now, I believe what's happened now is that all of the churches, Protestant, Catholic, all of them, pretty much dead. They've gone into this chicklification, self-castration. They've thrown out any kind of manliness. If you get into a church and you just act like a man, they look at you like, golly, he's mean and hard. Well, if you're going to have to go out and protect your family or be a soldier, very quickly you go from being green recruits to being battle-hardened men. And with our green recruit, sissy chicken, pink-tied, pink-shirt pastors, that's one of the biggest problems we have. So I have literally given up, with the exception of Pastor Warren Campbell and maybe 10 others. I've pretty much given up on the pastors. Now, if they repent and they come back, when this stuff hits, when we start using NBA, the nods, the bows and arrows, which is an invincible tool. The Muslims aren't going to have those nods. They're not going to know what to do with them. I can tell you right now, the Muslims do not care about tactics and strategy. They use mass suicide because what do they get? Hey, if I get killed, I get my 72 pigs. Wow, that's what they're all about. So they have, their gear is second rate. It's broken down. You have to be, their logistic lines, they're taking care of people. I know a lot of you have shot an AK-47. I absolutely hate shooting an AK-47 because it kicks like a stinking mule. It's dependable.
Yeah.
I like using American weapons. Oh, a good example is the RPG. When we would see the dead Viet Cong and North Vietnamese Army, after they had fired a number of RPG rounds at us, their hair was singed to their scalp like a Brillo pad, and their face was just black from being burned up.
By the exhaust.
The exhaust, yeah. I mean, they had wires embedded in their flesh and stuff, where all of our stuff was safe and sound. It's a Christian motif. So all of this stuff goes back to agape as the fulfilling of all law. And once again, the pastors are our biggest hurdle, but, like Bert the Butt.
Right.
But when it starts going south and they see their families murdered and killed, then they're going to start coming to us. So yeah, we will have already been prepared. We will have used Google Earth, rally points, NBA with the nods, the bows and arrows. We would have understood that the mosque is the bullseye and the centerpiece of all of their training, all of their activities, zero in on the mosque using code 20. We would have found all of that. And actually, we would have come right back to strategy with tactics, and we would have the quickest path to victory.
That's right. I don't know, and I don't want to get all spiritual on everybody, but I just feel there's going to be a culling of the herd anyway among Christians. There's just too much top-heaviness, and I'm not talking about physicality, I'm talking about just the attitudes.
Yeah.
And somebody wrote in there, convincing cowards to fight is an uphill battle, Warland said, and it's like, yeah, you can't drag them into the battle. They're not, you know, and I'm done doing that. I'm tired of trying to convince sissies that they need to stand up.
Yeah, you cannot shame a coward. You can
turn
to a brave. You can turn to a brave man and say, "Dude, suck it up. You're acting like a girl." And boom, they're back in the fight. You say that to a coward, and he's like, "I'm out of here."
He's whimpering more. Well, what did you know? It was just like Gideon. You know, any man that's shaking and afraid, go now. We don't. It's contagious. We don't want it to catch the good men. Just go.
Yeah. King David did the same thing.
Yeah.
And frankly, that's why in your really elite corps, whatever they are, you know, they try to weed out the sissies. We had a guy with a Silver Star that fell apart. He was in the regular infantry, got a Silver Star. He came over to our unit, and the small unit was too much for him. He fell apart. He was gone within 3 days, and no slam on him. It was just something he couldn't cope with. They sent him back to the infantry. I'm sure he did fine.
Well, there are people who just have a lower breaking point, and the only way you're going to know that is upward or downward pressure. And like I learned this weekend, the Chinese symbol for stress is danger plus opportunity, and you apply those two things, and the opportunity is if somebody doesn't break, they're battle hardened. But if they break, the opportunity is, you know not to put them in battle next time.
Yeah, you know. Right. Put them in charge of the eunuchs.
Well, it's like I tell Lou, we're going to give them shovels and they can dig latrines.
Put them in charge of the eunuchs.
Yeah, so, but you're not going to know unless you find ways to gradually test people. And yeah. That's where this pre-planning comes in, because if you can't trust somebody to do a non-dangerous recon of a mosque or a mosque neighborhood, how less are you going to trust them when the shooting starts?
Exactly. Yeah, and you can actually take some of these, you know, some of these little old ladies are pretty bold, and you can have them walk down the street, put something in their purse, once again, after things have fallen apart, and this is back in self-defense, you can put a snub-nosed 38 in there, or even a semi-automatic 22, and if somebody's going to give them a hard time, then you're lurking in the background with your nods and your BA, your NBA, your bow and arrow, and boom, you're all over these guys.
Yeah.
Dang, you got whatever weapons you want.
Well, it's like one of our
first... Have your rally point and get out of there.
Yep. One of our first tests was we told the entire Code 20 group up here, we found out about a Muslim meeting, and we're all going to go. And the people that showed up, I knew that I could trust them. And the people that later, the next week, well, how'd that go? What happened? I go, well, you should have been there.
Yeah,
we didn't talk about it. We didn't tell them what we discovered. We're just like, you should have been there. We knew, and the people...
You can watch reruns of Shaun of the Dead, Redneck Zombies, Crazies Old and New, 28 Days Later,
yep.
Fiends Are 50,000 Zombies. You go, okay, this, you guys are in charge of the children's ministry. Get out of here.
So if they're not willing to take a chance today, how much less? But then again, you'll say you'll have the people that, you know, the mom who loses her kids or her husband in a suicide bomber, she'll be battle-hardened. She'll be, you know, tested by the fire. But then again, that's not the best people to use either, because they're driven by a different kind of hatred, not a boiling hate, a righteous anger. They're reacting in the moment. You need people that are slow hardened to battle. Like you make a samurai sword by folding it thousands of times, and it takes 6 months, you know, and it becomes a better, sharper weapon than the one that you just throw together. You know, you take a spring leaf off of a car and sharpen it. Sure, it works. But I'd rather have the weapon that's, you know, well-defined weapon. And that's the way I look at people now that are coming to us.
Great point. For anybody in the UK that's listening, the shotgun issue, we're not really sure how that operates or works. If you want to send an email to Dutch or myself, my email is my name, steve@kleinus.com. It's steve@kleinus.com. Send us that information. I'll Google it in Yahoo and see what I come up with.
Sure.
But going back over this stuff, and as Dutch said, yeah, you, like my wife, before our son was blown up by a suicide bomber, she would look at me like, you've always been a little crazy since Vietnam, but now, once he got blown up and he survived, thank God, we don't know how. But she was a different woman, but she was like a tempered steel. She knew what to do, so... Thinking of the tactics without strategy is merely noise before defeat. Strategy without tactics is the slowest path to victory. Technology without morality always becomes genocidal mortality. Think of your NBA, the nods and the bow and arrow, and they are invincible. You use them at 2:00 in the morning. You find out when these guys are going to be tired with their 40 days of Ramadan, tired, they're beat, it's
fasting, wet,
it's nasty. And you're only going to go out for a short while. You're only going to go out for an hour or two, do your work and get the heck out of there. Use your rally points. Go online, look up the battle planning acronym SMEAC, S-M-E-A-C, Situation, Mission, Execution, Administration, Command, and Communications. It's right online, Wikipedia. The guys in Australia, the guys in England, you got this resource here. You'd be surprised. Get grandma out there looking at Google Earth. Start using the Code 20. Had a Code 20 in, I will not say what state, worked really good. Turned it over to the sheriff. The sheriff happens to be on our side. And we found out, lo and behold, the guy's a bad guy. That just happened yesterday. So this stuff's all doable. It's all right there.
Yep. We still, for now, the sword is still in the hand of the magistrate. When the Schumer hits the fan, and all falls apart, we're going to have to pick up that sword. And if we don't ready ourselves now, we won't be ready then.
Amen. Well put.
Yeah. I like it in the chat room, Scotty 38. I won't read the whole thing, but put Ephesians 6, 13 through 8. Put on the full armor of God.
Amen.
And that's what we're doing here. That's definitely it. You know, and read that. Ephesians 6, 13 through 18 is such a great verse. You know, there's and turn to the Bible for your justification, your edification, and just to give you a grounding in what we're doing here. Remember, Coram Deo, the face of God, act in the face of God. You will do no wrong if you continue to do this. And it matters not, you know, our enemies are many. I happen to think that Islam is far more of a danger to us than any of our enemies on the horizon now, because they've chosen them to put forward. They're an easily manipulated institution, I guess is the only word I can come up with. So that's why we're focusing on them on Tuesdays. And as we did that first weekend in October, we spent 2 days trying to edumacate other pastors and other churches around the country. We had people come from all over. Having Steve Klein and Peter Hammond up there on the deck answering questions. And the question that came up said, if not now, when do we fight? Was always the question, and we've covered that pretty clearly tonight. It's after they strike. Peter Hammond did make a mention, though. He said that the best way to deal with Islam would be to nuke, not Medina, Mecca.
Kaaba.
Yeah, Kaaba. I think that would be like thwacking a hornet's nest right now, because our nations aren't ready for it. But some people, that's their attitude they want to have. I think it's wiser to go with the cell warfare angle. Do you have any thoughts on that?
Yeah, well, the cell warfare is right there. It's at your hands. It's free. You can't get much better than free.
Yeah.
Something you can do right now, you can start going like to these ACT, American Congress for Truth meetings. Overall, they are worth zero. However, you can go in there and find some recruits, like these little old Jewish ladies that are starting to pack, and they're thinking and they're listening. And they'll work, they'll do Google Earth, they will get in, they will help out, they will help find recruits and watch these guys. Grandma, don't piss off Grandma. That's where the Muslims screw up, man. They think it's really funny to go in and, you know, whack somebody and kill him and cut his head off. Well, guess who is going to be angry? It's Grandma. And Grandma's going to come and tell somebody like me or Dutch, and Dutch and me are going to pay that guy a nice visit, you know. Thank you for visiting our church.
Yeah.
Now let us repay the visit to you.
Yeah, let's come to your mosque and roll a frozen pig head down the center aisle.
Yeah.
That guy did in Maine. Okay, folks, that's wrapping it up. We've come to the end. Remember, abolishislam.com, abolishislam.com. Tune in next Tuesday, and we'll have Steve back again. If you want to use the forum for Code 20, set up in there. It's user-friendly, and you want to find people in your area and set up Code 20, two or three families together, training together. We have the resources on the DutchJones.info website. All the military manuals you would ever need are free to the download. Lewis spent days uploading those things. They're there for you. Just don't forget that whatever you do, no matter where you are, you're representing Jesus Christ in this war. So the sword is heavy, the battle is hard, but victory belongs to Jesus Christ. You're just a soldier, a foot soldier. Obey your commanders. We'll be back tomorrow. Tomorrow's Wednesday. I don't know what we're going to have, but it'll be good. Thanks for tuning in. Special thank you to Liberty Tree Radio. As always, we wouldn't be able to do this without them. Give them some love. Always, as always, go over there and see what their needs are. Make some donations over there. And don't forget about us. We'll be back tomorrow. God bless you and all you do in the holy cause of liberty. At all.
Thanks for your call.
No, thank you.